Hey, man.
We doing it another way today.
I know the other episode we was doing it, you know what I mean? The smooth caveat way, you know what I mean? Caviar cream savers and all that type of shit. Nah, man. I'm just gonna get something off my chest
real quick. Hopefully I can get my motherfucking order in. My order will come in. From the re-up. Trying to get some re-up. You feel me? Trying to have abundance of... Knowing my black ass should be taking the whip to motherfucking Pep Boys. But we gonna do that shit tomorrow. Gotta pay hella bills. Hella fucking bills. Turn in some shit and all kind of shit, bro. Like, I gotta do a whole bunch of shit that y'all really don't understand. And y'all not understanding the frustration, the everything of doing this shit, though. You feel me? Just so I can, you know what I mean, be able to live comfortably. Just so I can be able to live comfortably. I need me some flip flops. You know what I mean? Need some flip flops or whatever. I mean, I got some house shoes, but you know, there's a lot of sentimental values behind those. We're not going to get into all that right now, because every day is something sentimental and very serious, and you know what I mean? A lot of, you know, but we're not going to talk about that. We're about to get back to the saucy adventures and all this shit. Because I'm seeing it day in and day out about the same shit that I'm preaching that nobody was preaching about. That's how I know y'all be watching my shit. And just spinning, you know. You're just doing your little spinoffs. But it's good though. Now, the females, the bitches of today. The queens of cap. You feel me? Yeah. I mean, these bitches is out of pocket. I mean, ain't no other way to put it. These hoes is out of pocket. They're not able to pair bond. It's a whole different species now of women. All that 2020, 2021 knowledge is damn near out of there. It's no questions. They're not able to pair bond. It's over. The whole world is a hoe. You know. And the reason why I keep speaking on this topic is because it's a lot of shit missing in this world, and people acting like they don't give a fuck. People literally acting like they don't give a fuck about shit no more. Like the glue of life is broken off. The glue has broken off, so it ain't really shit that you can do. Okay, the re-up, following, finalized. Cash App. You feel me? They got a new strand called Jell-O's. Go check this motherfucker Telegram to see. You're leaving our app. The website you're viewing is attempting to open. Continue. Don't matter. Okay, and it should show me TD Cash. Kapow berries. I'm trying to get some of that Jell-O. What you got? Lemon heads. This is pressure, bro. All that pretty, beautiful ass packaging. Fresh squeeze rosin. Manicure nails. Pyro runts. Potato runts. Y'all got the packaging and all that shit on lock, though. I'm not gonna lie. Y'all got 41 unicorns, cotton candy, 700 a pound. You feel me? All kind of shit. Okay. Damn the game, man. I need to figure out how we can do some business. When they joined Telegram, on the 10th. He joined on 7/23. Okay, we don't need that. We don't need that. I don't need that. You know, people like EPMD and Redman, they've done things together, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like squads. We would love KRS, you know, to get with Rakim. You feel me? Viewing Telegram. Yeah, go back. Okay. You feel me? But yeah, though, man. Y'all not having the cash at what can you give me? My cousin told me you're official. He ordered from last week, so I don't want to join your team. You feel me? Yeah, though, man, I just wanted to talk about just the simple shit. But I'm ordering weed already, but these motherfuckers hit me up. But I don't trust new motherfuckers, so it's going to take a long time. take a long time to see if y'all last or whatever. Jellos. Y'all not even pushing that shit on there, though. Where is the Jellos? Candy paint. This look like all pop-up weed, my nigga. So, half zip cherry pie indoor, 10 woods, 3 shroom bars. It's real enticing. It's real, real enticing. Unfortunately, cash average temporary down. Cash, credit, and debit payments at this time. Okay, I'll just use cash, bitch. Shit, what's wrong with the Cash App is down. For what? I don't know. But they got a lot of shit, though. A lot of shit. Y'all new booties, it's up to y'all now. Y'all don't even know what the fuck is going on with the weed game. Candy lemons. My bad, y'all. I'm just up here shopping and shit. I know I was supposed to be talking to y'all. Where the fuck the screen at? I know I was supposed to be talking to y'all. Boom, it's 12 minutes. Yeah, though, man. Just looking at all these names and shit. Cadillac Candy, Candy Vets, and all that shit. Just give me the good weed. Good motherfucking weed. Let me go hit up AV or something. Me and her go smoke. You know what I'm saying? Smoke on some Candyland. You know what I mean? We in the zone. You feel me? Like, shit, girl. Like, damn. AV, hit me up. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck, girl? Hit me up. You know how a nigga feel. I will put it in your grill. Like, yeah, what it do? You feel me? I'm just here just to have a good time. I'm not here for a long time. Nah. I thought that's what it was at the end of the road, but as I can see, that is not the motion. And I'm up here spending big money knowing I need to take care of business. Tweaking, bro. Straight tweaking. Don't got no sense. Knowing I gotta figure out some shit, though. But we always gonna figure it out, though. That's just me thinking about shit out loud. I need to put my focus 100% on the journey. Because I could be sounding like a hypocrite. I know that I could be sounding like a hypocrite sometimes. That's why I gotta. It's not even being a hypocrite. It's sticking to my word. You gotta stick to your word. As long as you can stick to your word, you good. You know what I mean? And, just thrive. Shout out to the Bay. Shout out to the East Coast. Shout out to the West Coast. But this interview is ass, bro. It's like, okay, like they asking all that shit. What about for Sheezy, for Shizzle, Sigga, and all this shit? You know what I'm saying? I didn't even turn on this shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to turn it to something else because that's not what it is, man. And y'all talking about this nigga on a podcast talking about what the fuck he gonna watch. Nigga, give me the game, nigga. Give me the game. That's why this shit changed from Anchor to podcast with Spotify and some bullshit. My bad, y'all. My bad. Y'all know how I get, though. I got weed. You know I got weed, right? You know I got weed. But I want to try this orange kush out. And I'm using the $15 holla to give me two more apes. And I'm going to get a free joint with this shit, so. You feel me? Tell me why, though, this little thick-ass broad double back to the stove. She was looking at me, too. But you know how you got a car space in the middle. She hop out. She keep looking. She look at me twice. I'm like, how you doing? She act like she didn't hear me. So she starts switching that big old ass around. I'm waiting for her. I'm rolling up. Like, okay. About to start smoking and shit. Get her attention. You feel me? Motherfucking car come in the middle. Boom. I'm not about to hop out the car. Be looking awkward and shit. And doing all that shit. Plus, you feel me? It was just like a little average thing. You know what I'm saying? Something to do. I'm pretty sure she needs some, you feel me? Some laughter. You feel me? Some conversing. So what happened was, I was still there. I was smoking. Already talking to somebody on the phone. I was like, fuck it. You know me, doing my thing. Smoking. Here she come again, but it's still another car in the middle. And I'm about to leave. I'm like, fuck. I know she probably came up there, but she should have. You know what I'm saying? I could have been some saucy adventure right now. You feel me? Instead of waiting on these punk ass bitches from the bay, from the town and shit to come out here to come make my day. You feel me? I have something on tuck out here. See, I'm fucking on everything around, like everything that's outside of this motherfucker. I didn't even need something that's here. But not really though, because I don't need them popping up every day. But I do need something here. And that's probably why my demographics is the way they are. Cause I need to get back to the Bay. Y'all niggas need to help me get back to the Bay. Alright, I need all y'all motherfuckers help. I need to get back to the Bay. Cause the Bay is different. Y'all motherfuckers are so dry and dry and dead out here. And it's like, y'all like old paint. Y'all like old paint on the cars just peeling and fading. You feel me? That's how it is out here. You feel me? Peeling and fading. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, though. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm up here once again. But that's what y'all want to hear, though. You know, I'm about to roll this weed up. You feel me? Hey, it ain't even been nothing like, it ain't even been no episodes while I'm, you feel me? And I don't want an episode like that, so we're not going to speak on that. But I guess I commentated, you feel me? I don't want to speak nothing, no negative, no ill wills, nothing on the journey that we all on. But anyway, I forgot what I was talking about. It's good, so I ain't got to mention it. So these motherfuckers, It's taking too motherfucking long. And with a response, so told them cash. So it is what it is. And it's the last time I order from y'all motherfucking ass. And my shit ain't stupid gas like previous times. Cause the last time it was trash. And it was runts. And it was runts. Get rich or starve. You acting like. Who, Rihanna's cousin? Oh, yeah. Something happened to her. Let's read up on Rihanna's cousin. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she died in Barbados. Something like that. Something happened to New York from the Love in New York show. But this is too much. Too motherfucking much. A lot of shit's going on. Noted. Cash noted. Okay, so what is the ETA? See, if I was to take care of business like this, that 70s show star Danny Masterson sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for raping two women. Is you serious? Stephen Hyde, that 70s show, was sentenced 30 years to life in prison on September 7th for forcibly raping two women after being found guilty in a retrial earlier this year. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Charlene F. Amaldo handed down the sentence to the 47-year-old actor after the two women Masterson was convicted of rape and addressed the court per the Associated Press. The actor's wife, model, and actress, Bayou Phillips, brother, Malcolm in the Middle star, Chris Masterson, actress Leah Remini, a former Scientologist turned activist, were all in the courtroom for the sentencing. Masterson was first arrested in June of 2020. Charged with raping three women in separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. Damn. Okay, let's see. Selections. White Triple Eighth. Yeah, let me get the White Triple Eighth. And 1 gram. White truffle, eighth, and 1 gram mimosa batter. Yeah, though, you feel me? I know it sounded luxurious and all that shit and exquisite. And all that shit that I'm talking about right now. Just making these calls, making these, you know what I mean, orders and shit like that. The motherfuckers hitting me up on yeah. feel me? But I'm already ordering every pizza box a week.
If he survives a week or two,
we should see. Hint plus vitamin did a collab. That's crazy. But yeah, back to the story though. Masterson was first arrested in June 2020, charged with raping three women in separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. The actor, who pleaded not guilty previously, denied all of the allegations against him, was later released after he posted bond on his $3.3 million bail. His first rape trial, which began in October 2022, was declared a mistrial that November after its jury was unable to reach a final verdict on the three counts. After seven attempts and a week-long break for Thanksgiving, the decision was further complicated by two of its jurors testing positive for COVID-19, requiring them to both be replaced. All right, let's see what the order is right now. Do I get anything free? Okay, we got the Orange Kush, 30%, keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? Rolling Papers. $15 holla. 1/8 white truffle, keeping 100. And 1 gram mimosa batter, Delta Breeze. Yeah. Yes. Now we need to just figure out the ETA. You feel me? And it's all good. But we can go back to the story, though. That's just crazy, though. That 70 show, so he was just doing that. He was just doing that shit while, you know what I'm saying, famous and shit. And that. But shit, we just want the sweet sounds of music and the sweet sounds of success. That's what I feel like everybody is driving for it. You know, that's what everybody, rather you notice it or not, everybody is striving for that. I really can't put it in context right now because the way I'm thinking right now is I need a blunt and I'm about to get the doobie doobie doo, the motherfucking doobie. About to get the doobie and smoke it. And when you get your wee, you roll it up and you smoke it. That's what the fuck you did. Where I put the doobie doo. That is where I put the doobie doo, bitch. If I open up the back door, we're going to hear a bunch of messiness. Let's see if that's what I'm hearing right now or if it's just in my head. Okay, I heard something. And it what I thought I heard. But it's close enough to make sure that I ain't go bad shit. Crazy. But that's all I've been dealing with, though. Bad shit, crazy motherfuckers. Check the demographics. My age. You feel me? At my age. Told myself I wouldn't be dealing with nobody my age. Because simple fact. How many patches you gonna put on that fucking tire until you get a new tire? Sorry to look at it like that. But it is what it is. Oh, I forgot. We in TP Studios right now. We in TP Studios. I'm about to take a sip of this water before we go back into TP to get some real deep curating. Come on, guys. Let's go to TP Studios, bitches. Yeah. Sauce Talk Podcast. This is it. Oh, let's see. Order confirmed. And it better... How the fuck? Okay, we about to go into deep diving, and I'm gonna finish the I guess a story. Okay, I'm finished the story. Let's see. Da, 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 da. How much? I got a cart discount? What? That's what they saying, a cart discount. It was up to, what was it? 35, 118. As they said, between 6:40 and 8:40 p.m. We gonna see. And that better be some real fucking kush. Not no bullshit. Yeah, we're in TP Studios. Yeah, we about to blow this motherfucker up too, so. Literally. You can't even take motherfuckers. Man, this is. Well, look, though. I'm not taking you bitches to no Benihana's. What the fuck I look like, you stupid fuck? You gonna fix your lip. To say some shit like that, like, stupid bitch. Stupid bitch. How the fuck? These hoes are stupid. Yeah, I talk my shit. I talk my shit. This is saucy talk. This is not no pot. This is shit talking cast. Because people that know me know when I talk shit, I talk that shit. You feel me? And I can't roll all that shit because I gotta wait for the weed to come. So I probably could spare. Nah, I got some shit. I got some shit in the weed tray. To rub me up with a little split to wait on some bomb. And you know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something though. The weed I'm smoking on now is blowing all this weed that I purchased out the water though. No care. I don't care what the fuck you say. I grew this weed. It's a couple seasons old. The potency's still there. The high's still there. When you smoke it, you get your head changed. You high. You can sit this motherfucking blood down. What's it lacking? Sweetness. Sweetness. Kind of. You feel me? It pack a punch. It's a wild weed. So, you know, I ain't putting no nutrients, no steroids, none of that shit, no GMO, no BBLs, none of that to my weed. I ain't none of that to my weed. It's all natural. You feel me? So, you getting all the real natural THC. Real weed, though. This ain't none of this shit that y'all keep buying every day. It's smoking. That's the reason why y'all niggas is crazy right now. I only buy weed from a certain individuals. My folks that need some cash. Like, and I ain't, you know, and that's just, you know, I buy it and then boom, leave it right there. Won't. Type shit. Yeah, motherfuckers that got pressure. You know, and they ain't gonna always have the pressure. So I buy all the pressure. So, you know, I have it. But my go-to spots, my first one, what was it called? Top Shelf Express. I know y'all remember that because that used to be my shit. I used to wait all fucking year just to get that shit. You feel me? Hella flavors. Lemon head gelato, cherry lemon gelatos and shit, and motherfucking Gerberts and all that shit, man. I miss my Gerberts. I miss my motherfucking Bundt cakes and all that shit. That was an error. That's an error. That was an error. Like in time, like. You know, black cherry gelato. All that shit. Hella flavors. You feel me? But they weed is, you gotta smoke a lot of it to get high. And then it's like I'm rolling weed back to back to back to back to back. It's like I'm wasting my woods, wasting my weed. You know what I mean? It tasted good, but it wasn't no impact. So I'm like, and they start having it out here now since the top buyer wasn't buying shit no more. So they had to switch it up. Like, they did a whole bunch of bullshit though in the game though. Didn't even know this shit was going to be on no weed podcast. See how that goes? It's something natural shit. If we ain't talking about these hoes, talk about this drug. You feel me? And that's where you can basically figure out what age range I'm in. You feel me? I'm still talking about weed, fly shit. You feel me? You can tell I'm not none of these new ass niggas. Ain't none of these new booties. Now, appreciate shit. No arts, no nothing, no nothing. That's crazy, though. And it's like, it's crazy, but we're not even going to get into that path, though. We're going to keep talking about this weed and all this shit, and just wait. They said, the website says 640, right? It's 609. It's 609 right now. 610. So, got 30 minutes waiting on some weed. Hopefully. But they're supposed to send me an ETA. Pretty soon. I don't know the website. But they should be on their way. Oh, they put that shit right here. So when did I send this text?
That's the, when was this text made? Why don't tell me the date? Okay, I selected it. Now what do I do? No, set a time reminder. No. Nah, I guess whatever. 10 minutes ago. Damn, so you got rice I ain't paying, bitch. For what? For what? You got four belly. These bitches is crazy. Hey, I guess I'm not for anybody. Because of that wild about it. Yeah. And it's gonna be like, you know what? She looked like Laura London. She's alright. Lotto is cool. She got a nice fat booty though, but who don't?
Always get the blame for reacting.
Yeah. Nah, he even said it right there. Yeah, I had to ask him that one question, you know. He didn't want to talk about it, Wack. He sound very soft about it.
Yeah, like, you got a broad over here talking about people like that, bitch. People like you. People like you. You know, you fucking up planes. You know what I'm saying? Wait, people like you. We sitting here, we looking at you. Bitch, put on a dress. Fuck, when you put that shirt on, you knew that shit didn't fit. She better leave me the fuck alone. I don't even know that lady.
That's Baby Jade.
I wouldn't give a fuck, that bitch, nothing baby about her. That's Big Jade. Bigums.
Damn, why Whack 100 going on, Baby Jade?
Now, watch this. I'm going to be the bad guy for saying this, but yeah, she went in on me, and I don't even know her.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Bitch, stay in your place, you big ass. You always get dope, powder puff, big ass Pillsbury doughboy, Michelin woman, looking ass, float master, Cheeto cheek ass bitch. The fuck is you talking about? I don't even know you. Run around this bitch looking like Marvin Duke and cross with a pug dog all in one. But now I'm wrong.
Cheeto cheek.
People like that. People like what, bitch? Go hear the content. And you'll see whatever this nigga name, snorted the whole shit.
That nigga said cheat on cheek.
Now, Big Bank, no.
Yeah, I about to say, you got a relationship Big Bank, with no. Bank.
Hold on, he gave you his address? That's why Big Bank laid back with nigga shit. Nigga, you went there. I said, nigga, I'll pull up on you. Where you at? Those powder puff, big-ass Pillsbury doughboy, Michelin woman, looking-ass float master, Cheeto cheek-ass bitch. Fuck is you talking about? I don't even know you. Run around this bitch looking like Marmaduke and cross of a pug dog.
No, you going in. That shit crazy. Hopefully y'all can hear the shit. But Wack 100 was going in on Jade, Baby Jade, Big Facts podcast. Wack 100 was like, Big Bank, no. So we can look forward to some ruckus. Let me make sure this shit is straight. I'm seeing. Let me make sure. Thrill. She said a lot of times men just want to test you, see how far you'll let them go. They don't even like you. It's always about the thrill, the challenge. And that's exactly why I'll never let another man get close to me. You see what I'm talking about, y'all? The shit I be telling y'all? Now, this female in particular, she could be talking about me. Because we spoke a couple times. The first time we spoke, like a month or two ago, something like that. Don't be trying to do the chronological shit either, y'all. It is what it is. I said what I said. So, yeah. We talked, you feel me? First time I talked to her, you feel me? She was on some, you feel me? She wanted me to, you know, whip it out, slap it on her tongue until I was done. You feel me? You hear what I'm saying? She said she wanted me to whip it out, slap it on her tongue until I was done. Till I was empty. That's what she told me. So you feel me? Like a real one. I was trying to keep it in contact so I can have her lip smack. You feel me? But, you know, she was going through something. She was going through something at this time. And this is no, and this is not me saying, no, this is real talk. Because if I tell you who it is, you can just go on the Facebook and see what the fuck I was talking about. Who the fuck I was talking about. Yeah, she's got out of the way, you know what I mean? She's going through a divorce. She just broke up. And you feel me? But before that, though, I was trying to fuck with her before that. You feel me? Just to keep it all away. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, but I already have my playful. And you feel me? This is somebody I've been knowing. You feel me? I wanna have full cooperation, full cooperation and full attention from this person. You know what I mean? So, yeah, why? Yeah, why is the PG&E going up? For what? we only have gas with PG&E, and it went from 200 last winter to 680 January, 485 in February, and when we literally turned it down to 62 degrees for all of March, practically froze to death. Has medical condition where he needs to stay somewhat warm. We got it down to 190. And where we, again, could afford it, something really needs to be done. Yeah, my bill, but I thought I blamed that shit on, me leaving the lights on a couple times when I left the house for like over 8 hours or something like that. And the gas on one day, you feel me? Yeah, but I didn't expect that shit to be like that though. But that's what I'm saying though. In the beginning of this shit, I was saying I had the hell of shit I had to pay for and all that shit. And, how far are we? I know it was almost approaching an hour. Cause I'm up here just talking to y'all and shit. But that's just weird though, because, hold on. Cause I did all this shit while talking to y'all, so. We got like 20 minutes. Well, y'all only got like, 6 minutes to kick it with me. So. You feel me? There's nothing be wrong with my motherfucking power drill. Nigga, you feel me? Got a lot of shit to do. But that's the journey, bro. That's the journey. That is the journey. I got free toilet paper. You feel me? Throw me some motherfucking toilet paper, you feel me? Ha ha! That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw these motherfuckers and I'm gonna scan these motherfuckers. Scan it. And make them into some real banners, I guess. Fuck it, right? This whole time. You know, she wanted to kick it. Okay. Alright, I'll tell y'all what's going on, because I be making it seem like everything be all bad. I can't do this. I can't do that. You feel me? I be sounding like I can't get nothing. The truth and the details is the one I was just telling y'all about on the Facebook. About she never let a man get close to her again because da-da-da-da, whatever. You feel me? We were supposed to kick it. All right. Let me fast forward. Okay, yeah. Yeah, let me finish the story about that. She, you know, talk to her again, you feel me? Then she started talking about, you know what I mean? She hit me back like, my bad. Sorry, I just was in my, you know what I mean? She had to get her mind right. Just like I was telling y'all, she had to get her mind right. She went all across like Massachusetts or some shit like that to go see some family members. Did all that shit, you know, to get her mind right, because I already know what she was going through, you know what I mean? This is not no shit that you could just flip off and act like nothing happened. So, yeah, with that, yeah, so, you know, she did all that healing and everything or whatnot. And so what happened was she was just on some shit like, oh, where are we going? Hard Rock Cafe, meet me at Hard Rock Cafe. And I'm like, you know, they don't need to make that punk ass sound, though. They did not need to make that punk ass sound, though.
But yeah. But yeah, she started talking about, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no, I think I'm scarred.
From you bitches talk about anything about money with me.
Right, get a prostitute.
Our servants.
Okay. I'm triggered when y'all talk about money with me.
Real triggered. And the way I'm talking, I'm not saying it in a
I work hard for my money, bitch. Why y'all just sitting up there?
All right.
Know you fucked up. Nah, dental work. Man, it's a lot of shit. I'm telling you. It's a journey. I just bit some chips on the left side of my mouth. I'm motherfucking shit. My brain just shot down there. A lot of shit going on. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yep. We're gonna talk a whole hour.
Until this motherfucker pop. Then I'm gonna put in the drops, you feel me? So, you know, this is episode we run. Episode we run with the sauciest. Shout out to everybody that came through, checked it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all rolled y'all weed up to this shit. Listen to me again. You know what I mean? Talk about the same situations over and over again. Not on purpose. But I gave y'all some good content though. There's some gems in there too. You just gonna have to dissect everything I said instead of just digging them up and bringing them to y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all gonna have to dig yourself to get that. You feel me? Pick up on everything I put down. That's the way y'all gonna eat. You feel me? Let's see what's going on in the front real quick. We only got a couple seconds left, and then we is out of here, buddy. Okay, nothing going on. I don't hear nothing. You feel me? Okay, we got like 10 minutes for the weed, you feel me? I might just come back and do a weed review. Would y'all like that? Would y'all like that? Hell, might as well, right?